One time I said to Jesse, I mean, again, if you know their wines, I don't mean to focus specifically on their winery, but I got into their winery after a while because there were many fine wines, and I know nothing about them. But I got fascinated by their thing because there were so many stories inherent in what they were doing. And at one point I got absorbed by the money. How much money? I mean, you know, $50 for a bottle of wine is like a lot of money, you know, especially in a world where there's 100,000 kids who don't have anything to eat in the state of Oregon. It's ridiculous. And so I said, you know, can we talk about money and have in an honest way? And he said, I said, you know, you could sell all of your wine for like $50 or $60. You could, and you know it. So how come you don't sell it all for that amount of money? Why is there a $12 laying on one end and that horrifying $60 wine, which is really good? But he said, what he said really caught my ear. I said, so why are you not selling all of your wine for a horrifying amount of money, basically? Because we want to make and sell a Pinot Noir that most people can afford at least once in a while, says Jesse. Because we'd rather have a lot of people drinking a little Lang than a few people drinking a lot of Lang. He said, we don't want to be just for wine geeks. Wine is for stories. Because we think wine is for the table and only temporarily for the wine rack. Because we take a certain pride in having a really good Pinot Noir that even people like you can buy sometimes. That matters a lot to my dad, and I find it matters to me. It's hard to explain. There's a lot in the wine business that's hard to explain in the end. I mean, it's farming, you know, it's hard work, and a lot of money borrowed to get into the business, and you're completely helplessly dependent on the weather, and you have to market yourself hard every day of the year, but there's just something about making wine and people enjoying your wine that's just hard to explain. Which is, come to think of it, why you're here, isn't it? To try to explain it, isn't it? He's like, yeah, Jesse, good point. And I drive away happy and humming, thinking about how many things matter so much more to us than we can ever adequately explain. Mm.